At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Capital Ideas podcast now features a series hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover what differentiates their investment approach, what learnings have shifted their career trajectories, and how do they find their next great idea? Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Massive fan of basketball.
I'm glad you looked at 8 years, anyway, not three.
Try before you subscribe.
There's always good guests, sorry.
You're either a player or you're a coach for me,
yeah. It's brilliant.
Get 3 free podcasts per month. Just download the Off The Ball app now.
Highly recommend it.
Off The Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, a second member of the 2019 World Cup winning Springbok squad is handed a doping ban. Sia Khaleesi's return to South Africa is confirmed. And accused of rape in Argentina, Hugo Arradu returns to training with his club Po. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Spoot and Cozy has become the second member of the 2019 Rugby World Cup winning Springboks to be handed a doping ban. The 28-year-old winger has been suspended for 3 years after testing positive for an anabolic steroid typically used by bodybuilders in Cozy's club. The Cheetahs confirmed the news today. He started in wins over Namibia, Canada and Wales at the 2019 World Cup, replacing Cheslin Kolbe for those fixtures, and has scored 9 tries in 16 international appearances. Nkosi started all 5 of the box games during the 2021 Rugby Championship, but was never seen again in a green jersey. The following year, he went AWOL for 3 weeks from his club, the Bulls, later putting his disappearance down to mental pressure. Nkosi only joined the Cheetahs on a 1-year deal at the start of last season, but will now be out of rugby until mid-July 2027, by which time he'll be 31. His ban follows 8 months after former box teammate Elton Yanchis was given a 4-year suspension for testing positive for clenbuterol. Staying in South Africa, and the Sharks have confirmed the return of Springboks captain Sia Khaleesi. The 33-year-old saw his contract at Racing 92 terminated by mutual agreement yesterday. Khaleesi was just 1 year into a 3-year deal with the Parisian Giants, but will return to the Durban-based Sharks upon the conclusion of the Rugby Championship. Sharks director of rugby Neil Powell said the positive influence Khaleesi has on young players and the high standards that he sets for himself and those around him is beneficial to any team that he's part of. Off the field, the immense contribution that he makes can never be underestimated. Former Australia head coach Michael Checa believes Rugby Australia has a difficult conversation ahead regarding its relationship with Super Rugby. On Saturday, the Wallabies suffered an historic 67-27 defeat to Argentina, despite leading 20-3 at halftime in Santa Fe. That was the most points conceded by an Australian side, outstripping 1997's 61-22 loss to New Zealand, and leaves Joe Schmidt's side bottom of the Rugby Championship. Speaking on tonight's Off The Ball, Checa believes Australia could benefit from the inclusion of more overseas-based players.
From a purely Wallabies perspective, yeah, definitely, right? From a game perspective as a whole in Australia, and the game's hurting there as far as crowds, and not participation at a young age, but getting those players to keep playing through and then supporting and et cetera, I think that's where the effect could occur. So they're not just decisions, well, there's one point of the decision-making process for Joe Schmidt, and then there's another point for the organisation or the Federation of Rugby in Australia to say, okay, do we want our Australian captain playing overseas and not being seen by young kids who are growing up playing the game? I think Australia should have its own competition. That's my opinion, right? It might water down the level, but I feel like Australia as a country is always got behind its own competitions. It'll take a bit of time and we'll start to grow our players in a different way. But while they're in Super Rugby and they're committed to Super Rugby, which does provide valuable, you know, revenue dollars for the game in that country, I still think that it's important then to support that 100% as opposed to, and that decision will be fundamental in how they decide whether they're looking for Wallaby success or the game success. Ideally, those two things go hand in hand.
You can hear that full interview with Michael Checa by becoming an Off the Ball member now. 5 days after his return to France, Hugo Aradu has resumed training with his club Pau. Along with La Rochelle back row Oscar Jégu, Aradu was charged with rape in the wake of France's first test with Argentina in Mendoza in July. Both Aradu and Jégu were detained by Mendoza authorities until recently allowed to remain under house arrest. With their case still pending, Aradu and Jégu were allowed to return to France last week. Both players deny the charges they face. Finally, the English RFU are to lay off between 40 and 45 staff just weeks after selling the naming rights to Twickenham in a £100 million deal. According to the Telegraph, business operational roles are the most in danger. An all-staff call took place at 4 p.m. this afternoon to inform them of forthcoming restructuring, which would result in the creation of 22 positions, which would result in 42 redundancies. In a statement, the RFU told the Telegraph that costs have gone up in tandem with a decline in broadcast revenues and consumer confidence that are expected to impact future revenues. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, later in the week. Till then, thanks for listening.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.